Dean Richards now with entertainment news and more on Diane Keaton. I was reading about Diane Keaton, and this is kind of ironic that she's, of course, best known for Annie Hall, and that was her actual name was Hall, wasn't it? Diane Hall.
It was, yeah. Interesting. I wonder if that's why Woody Allen chose that.
Yeah.
When he, was, putting all of this together. Diane Keaton passed away on Saturday, and we hadn't heard anything from Woody Allen all weekend, which seemed odd. But this morning he did release a statement praising her and, talking about her, what she meant to him. Among his quotes, "Unlike anyone the planet has ever experienced or is likely to ever see again, her face and her laugh illuminated any space that she entered." Woody Allen said he never read any critics' opinions of his movies. The only opinion that he ever cared about was Diane Keaton's.
Hmm.
So, they were, in addition to longtime collaborators on screen, they were off-screen love interests as well. She had relationships with a lot of her co-stars and people with whom she worked, like Al Pacino, who over the weekend said that she was the one that got away, that he had the opportunity to marry her at one point, and he wasn't ready for it at that time. And he said it's something that he has always regretted, that he never married Diane Keaton. She never married anybody over the years. She'd also dated Warren Beatty, among others, but her professional accomplishments, unbelievable. 54 movies. She directed 15 movies on her own. As you said, Bob, probably best known for Annie Hall, for which she won an Academy Award. Take a listen. Yeah. So charming.
Yeah. The Godfather. So great in those movies.
Oh, my gosh. I started, looking at clips yesterday to find something to pull. And her role as Kay in that movie, the wife of Michael Corleone, just rips your heart out, and especially in Godfather 2 and Godfather 3. But shows you the range mm-hmm. where she can play something that is so intensely dramatic, like Godfather. What became her signature look and style from Annie Hall, but these wonderful romantic comedies that came later on, like Something's Gotta Give with Jack Nicholson, and Book Club with Jane Fonda and Keanu Reeves. I was so fortunate to be able to interview her half a dozen times, maybe, I don't know, six, eight, ten times, something like that, and, from the years 2000 and above, and she was always so nice and so professional, always a little bit shy, always a little uncomfortable.
Pretty much like her screen image.
Not very different from Annie Hall, really. Yeah. Her on-screen persona, very different, but what an impact. What great movies that she left us. Keanu Reeves actually said, everybody's had responses. Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn. But Keanu Reeves, I thought, really put it well in saying, "Thank you for leaving us this wonderful legacy of films." So that's really, I think that's what we all should be saying to her right now. Thank you for all these great movies.
She had to change her name from Diane Hall because the Actors Union already had a Diane Hall. So that's why she had to pick another name. Dean has some news about Neil Diamond.
Yeah, he was given a big honor in Denver over the weekend. He was given the Inspirational Lifetime Achievement Award for his contributions to all things charity. In particular, Neil Diamond had been very active throughout his career in diabetes research and funding. So he was honored over the weekend. They had a big gala in his honor. He is now, of course, living with Parkinson's disease, has retired from performing, but he did make an appearance at this event. And on stage, they even talked him into singing a little bit of one of his classic songs. About that?
Yeah, he's, what, 84 now?
Still sounds great.
Not bad.
I think he sounds pretty great. In addition to, you know, the honor that they gave him that night, there was a congratulatory video from Hugh Jackman, who plays Neil Diamond, in a movie that's going to be opening in a month or so called Song Sung Blue, the story of Neil Diamond's life. So we'll be hearing a lot about Neil Diamond in the next week or so.
I know you had a nice interview with Gillian Anderson. Can we play that tomorrow?
Yeah,
is that possible?
Of course, yeah. She talks about her Chicago history and her, you know, her growing up here, and that she was a server at Goose Island Brewery.
Really?
Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah, we can definitely play that tomorrow.
And we do want to mention for the Swifties, the big news, right?
Oh, yeah. This was just announced a few minutes ago.
Taylor Swift is a worldwide celebrity of influence.
Walter's excited.
Because she doesn't have enough money already. She announced some new projects that are going to be coming in the next month or so. There will be a Taylor Swift continuation of the Eras Tour movie that was out. It's really going to be more of a documentary on her Eras Tour. There will also be another concert film coming, one that will include the complete Tortured Poets Department set. There will be a 6-episode series called The End of an Era. It takes you behind the scenes at the Eras Tour. Boy, you talk about wringing out every single dollar that you possibly can out of this. And it's, you know, it's going to go crazy, Armin. Her new album is out for just like a week and has broken every record. I have no doubt in my mind that this new docuseries and concert film will do the same thing. It'll begin streaming December the 12th. On Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's like the butcher. You know, you use every scrap you can.
That's right. Gotta make the ground beef. Exactly right.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye.